This autumn, your carriage awaits, and you shall go to the ball, as Scottish Opera presents Rossini's Cinderella. I'm Marissa McTagg, and I caught up with Cinderella's wicked stepsisters to hear what they think we'll love about this show.
My name's Becky Bertelli, and I'm singing Clorinda.
And I'm Moira Flavin, and I'm singing Tisby.
I think anyone who's never even gone to an opera before should attempt to come to the show. You know, it's a story that everyone knows, very accessible. There's a lot in it.
Yeah. If you don't know the music anyway, you know the story, and there's something to hold on to. And this music is absolutely beautiful, and it just makes the story so special.
And great fun in places.
Yeah, really fun.
It's also quite a cool set, as you'll see when you come to see it, that there's wonderful moving parts, and there's quite a change between our dilapidated house that we live in as the evil family to the beautiful palace with, I think, I can't wait to see. We see the lighting for the first time tomorrow, and we're both quite excited about that.
I can't wait. There are going to be lanterns.
Yeah. Yay! And fairy lights.
I love the music, it's so beautiful, really accessible, and loads of character in there. We have loads of overlapping phrases that give us absolute freedom to be bitchy to each other.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of competition between the sisters, and Rossini writes that really well in the music. But we come together as a team when we have a common enemy, whether that be an unknown woman coming to the ball or our dad having one of his temper tantrums.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of difference in the music, isn't there? Beautiful, kind of long, beautiful romantic phrases. For kind of the Cenerentola and Ramiro, as well as their cool, fast coloratura passages. And we have a lot of fast Italian patter as well.
Cenerentola completely gets the music to glorious arias, though. Absolutely glorious. Stunning. They're beautiful.
And she's amazing.
Yeah.
And it turns out the girls are having a lot of fun playing the baddies.
I love it. I've never played a baddie before on stage, and I'm really, really loving the sort of the freedom of being able to just sort of play with your face, and get really grumpy with people. It's quite therapeutic.
It's quite cathartic in a way, isn't it? There is a lot of fun to be had in it. It is a great laugh playing, and it's really good fun playing it with Becky as well. We've had a brilliant time, I think, doing it together.
Yeah.
But you definitely have to then kind of apologise to Victoria afterwards or anything, because it's horrible.
It's horrible, and she's so cute. She's so cute.
So yeah, we've definitely given her more cuddles after rehearsals.
And Becky and Moira reckon that this Cinderella is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
I think everyone should come and see the show. No, it's a brilliant show, brilliant cast.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's so much fun, and I think it would be a good show for anybody. And I think if you want to come and see something that makes you feel good, it's definitely that show.
Yeah.
Good triumphs over evil.
Yeah,
and that's
all. Boo for us.
Boo for us.
Cinderella runs from 15th October to 22nd November in Glasgow, Aberdeen, Inverness and Edinburgh. For more information and to book now, visit scottishopera.org.uk.